We have in studio with us this morning meteorologist Michael Coates. Good morning, Michael. Good
morning. Thank you for inviting me.
I wasn't planning on asking you this question. Does anybody call you Mike, or is it always Michael?
You know, my family calls me Michael, but my in-laws all call me Mike.
Okay.
And just whatever. It's funny how that worked out.
Yeah, but you just... It's always been Michael, and
yes,
in your professional circles, mm-hmm. everything. Yeah. All right.
But I don't flinch if somebody says Mike.
It's not offensive to
you.
No,
not in the slightest.
Well, you at Local News 8, the whole branch, not just you, but the whole entire organization, just had a big milestone. Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. We are celebrating 65 years of broadcasting in Eastern Idaho. So, and that's a pretty big accomplishment, I think. And so we celebrated that late January. That's when they turned on the transmitter for the first time. And so, yeah, we're still going strong, still chugging along.
Fantastic.
On Yellowstone Highway.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like being a meteorologist? Before we get to water, because we're going to talk water, but tell people what your daily life is like, because they only see you for that snapshot while you're on air.
Yeah, so I work in the evenings. My day starts around 2 in the afternoon, but I do get up early with the kids, get them off to school. So the morning, I'm usually running around doing all the errands and doing the grocery shopping, and then I go to work. Then from 2 to 5, I'm just working on my forecasting up until the start of the 5 o'clock news. I go on at 5:30, 6, get to take a little dinner break, run home, get the kids to bed with the wife, and then go back and do the 9:30, 10, 10:35. I'm done. That's the end mm-hmm. of the newscast, 10:35, and then I can do it all over again the next day.
I kind of love that you've made it work for your life, because I think there's some people that'd be like, that would never work. But, you know, you've got a wife who's very active in the community, so she's out and about during the day. So this is a good way for you guys to split time with the kids.
Yeah, she's got 2 jobs. I mean, she's selling houses, and then she's also on the school board, you know, because we weren't busy enough.
Right.
With 4 kids and a big dog.
And she could have chosen one of those jobs she could have got paid for.
Right, exactly.
The school board is volunteer, so
there's
no payment there.
I think you get a sweatshirt.
Yeah. Yeah, lucky her.
Yeah, you get paid in a high school sweatshirt.
Lucky her.
Yeah.
But she does travel. She's over in Boise, you said, today for some legislative meetings.
Yeah, today, this President's Day weekend is usually traditionally when all the school boards in the state assemble in Boise and pester the government.
I love the way you framed that, pester the government.
But it's like rub shoulders and remind them what the needs are in the local school districts and the challenges that they have.
Yeah, which are many.
Yes,
yeah.
And there's never enough.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll have to, maybe I'll ring her after she's done and get an idea of how it went.
Oh, yeah. I think she'd love
that'd
that.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm. We get her back on the radio wave. She's experienced that seat you're in before. So.
Oh, yeah. Even in the same room.
Yeah.
Which is very strange.
Yeah. Really weird. But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Water, water, water.
Yeah.
It's on everybody's mind. What's up?
We are in the warmest winter since 1934. So congratulations.
Way to set a record.
Yeah. So it's like the news lately is like, do you want the bad news or do you want the worst news when mm-hmm. it comes to water? So, yeah, obviously we haven't had a lot of snow. We had a very dry January because I guess Mother Nature was doing the trend that everybody on social media was doing. Dry January.
Yeah. But, the 1 month we're going to be healthy.
Yeah, the 1 month. But that is critical to our snow storage. Snow equals storage. And if you don't have snow, you don't have storage. And I'm not a hydrologist. I'm not a water master. I couldn't tell you acre feet, how many we need, and how many we're in deficit of. But from where I sit in my chair, it does not look good this growing season. And I'm not trying to sound alarm bells, but mm-hmm. I think we're headed for a world of hurt. And when we had curtailments and the water fights a year or two ago, that might roar its ugly head again this year.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that it might happen.
We do have a lawmaker that is proposing I believe it's called a resolution. It's not a law, but it's just something that would encourage the governor to call for a national day of fast. I think a statewide day of fast and prayer for water.
Oh, okay.
I think they're trying to make that happen the first week of March. So we'll have to see where that goes. But I think that backs up your concerns of where it's a rough year.
Yeah. And so looking at the latest water numbers, so when we're talking snowpack, we talk basins. And our two big basins here, one's by Island Park and one's on the Jackson side of the mountain. So we have the Snake above the Palisades and the Henry's Fork. Those basins are low, way low for this time of the year. And it really dried up from mid-January to now. And it just went from 100% down to now we're at 75%.
Wow.
Of snowpack for the Henry's Fork Basin, which is a critical basin a critical storage point for snow. And looking at the latest numbers, yeah, does not look encouraging. The Portneuf Basin, which a couple years ago was worried that we were always worried about flooding on the Portneuf, that one's not going to happen. That one's not going to flood because we're at 40%.
Oh, my goodness.
So that basin is also extremely dry. And all the basins in southeastern Idaho, so around the Blackfoot Reservoir, and as you go down to Bear Lake, that's all dry.
Okay.
But everything's below 70% pretty much.
Now, there's been some news that we're going to have a system come through over the next couple of days.
Yes.
Is it going to be in the mountains? Is it going to fill up anything?
It's going to help, but it's too little too late. We've got a cold front coming in tomorrow, so if you want a little mini weather forecast.
I would love one.
Okay,
go.
So storm's coming in tomorrow. It's going to start off rain, and then it's going to turn over to snow.
He's actually pointing at a map that doesn't, it's not in existence here.
I'm moving hands. I talk with my hands. And so we actually are looking at a cold front on Tuesday afternoon, then we'll get snow on Wednesday. Last I checked, maybe 1 to 2 inches here in the valley. And that's actually something we haven't seen in a long time. I mean, it snowed, I know, last week, but it was just a half inch.
Yeah.
So we'll get some snow in the mountains, and that's going to help. But we're not making up for lost time, really. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom Michael here, but I'm just telling you that as we get into March, it's looking to dry up. We've got some storms here coming in for February, but it'll help us and give us a little bit of snow. But you know,
so what you're saying is most of March is going to look like spring.
Yeah, it's a very odd year, and again, the warmest winter on record for the state of Idaho as a whole.
Wow.
So, I mean, especially for southern Idaho and western Idaho, yeah, we're really dry.
And the West in general is dry. We're not going to be the only ones feeling these water pains.
Yeah, and we have record low snowpack in the surrounding states. We are not at record low snowpack for Idaho yet, but we're getting close. So Oregon, Washington, and I want to say another state, I think it was Nevada, but we're all, the surrounding states are record low snowpacks. And we're on the warmest winter since the 30s.
Wow. Crazy. The weather has been a little treacherous throughout the rest of the United States. They had that massive cold front that came through on the East Coast. A lot of rain in the South. Is that normal for them?
Well, so yeah, it's not. It's abnormal. So imagine, you ever play with a Rector set as a kid or Kinect's?
Yeah.
Blocks. So imagine one gear is high pressure and one gear is low pressure, and they feed off each other. They have to interlock and work. So while one part of the country is dealing with stormy weather, typically the other part of the country is dry and warm. And we've just been locked into this weather pattern for the entire month of January and early February. So they've been getting abnormal amounts of snow and stormy conditions. You've been seeing that on the national news with big winter storms. Meanwhile, we're wearing shorts in January.
Yes. Well, some of us are. Some of us who, you know, still have pants on, who are logical.
I'm just saying. But like, you know, I'm like, I was barbecuing on, you know, I'm out there on my smoker during the Super Bowl. And I'm smoking
and you're not
in
even cold.
Yeah, not even cold. And the dogs run around the grass and rolling around.
You're right.
Like it's
spring. People have been mowing.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I've seen that. Yeah. I haven't even touched my mower yet, but I'm like, maybe I should.
Yeah, I know people have been mowing. I like to walk, and so this has been an early season for me. I've been out walking a little bit, and I have walked past people mowing their lawn.
It's insane.
Yeah,
I know. Very strange. And we're coming up on Ash Wednesday here, Mardi Gras tomorrow, and we have no snow on the ground here, which is very unusual. And I was looking back at Facebook memories, and there are years I'm pushing my wife out of the snow in our cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And on mid-February.
Yeah.
Just nothing.
Some
here.
Bizarre things. Thanks for reminding us about Ash Wednesday. We often call you our resident Catholic. So,
No, don't worry. My mom's like, what are you giving up for Lent? And I'm like, Mom, I really haven't been to church in a long time. And I go with my wife to her church. So it's not really a thing, but.
Okay. Let's theorize. What would you give up for Lent?
Well, no, you're supposed to give up something like that you like chocolate or sweets or like maybe like coffee or something. But. I don't know. When I was a kid, I'd be really flippant and say, I give up skydiving, you know, something that I would never get. I don't know.
Yeah.
The whole
Michael's
point
like, I'm really comfortable. I don't think I need to give up anything.
I give up sleep. That's what I give up. And I do that every year.
Which you
year,
were doing all the time anyway. All right. Let's talk about the hurricane season that was last season because it was super calm, timid.
Yeah, we did have a lot of named storms, but they didn't hit a lot of land. I mean, we did have that monstrous Category 5 that hit Jamaica and Cuba that just erupted out of nowhere. Well, it didn't erupt out of nowhere, but it came out of the Caribbean. But yeah, we got out pretty unscathed in the United States. And we did have, of course, a couple of years ago, the ones that hit the Carolinas, but we did pretty well this season.
Okay, good.
Last year.
And there's no way to forecast how it's going to look for the upcoming year.
There's a little bit of way. And you
for all those people who have their Caribbean vacations planned.
Yeah, exactly. Climate forecasts are only accurate about 33% of the time, if you want a fun fact of the day, I guess. But I don't really put a lot of faith in long-term climate forecasts because I'm more of a short-term guy. That's my realm of expertise. I mean, for example, this past the Farmer's Almanac. One Farmer's Almanac said we were going to have a really snowy winter for Idaho, and the other Farmer's Almanac said we were going to have a mild winter and dry. So depending on which Farmer's Almanac you picked up at the counter at Cal Ranch.
They were competing.
They were competing because there's like two or three different Farmer's Almanacs out there. And they all have different. So, again, climate forecast is a total crapshoot.
I was today years old when you taught me that there's multiple Farmer's Almanacs. I had no idea.
You have the Farmer's Almanac, you have the old Farmer's Almanac, and there's a third one out there. I forget, it's something Farmer's Almanac.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else weather-related that you want to share with us?
We are going to be heading into some active storms here for the end of February. We've got some more storms working this way. In terms of rainfall, snowfall, they're going to be pretty typical, but they're not going to be drought-busting types of storms. And also, I did check out reservoir levels because I just did this whole speech to a bunch of ISU people last week for Friends of Learning.
Yeah.
And Palisades was like a 40% full. American Falls is at 70% full. So I think for a while, the senior water rights guys are going to be okay with American Falls, but I don't know.
It's going to be rough for the entire state.
Yeah.
All right. What else is going on in Michael Coates' world? Anything super interesting?
Super interesting, Michael.
How much feedback? Because no, you guys didn't carry the Super Bowl.
No.
So you didn't get the
complaints. I actually had the Super Bowl off because usually they make me work. But I did see, I did hear about it and stuff, and I read the trades and the industry stuff.
Right.
So I think that the Super Bowl was interesting. I watched it. I watched the halftime show and everything.
Yeah.
So I know there's been some controversy about like what he said and what he didn't say. But then some words went out, but maybe not. And some were bleeped. And then here's the funny part. I have a bunch of teenagers. I have a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, and they are all in. They wanted to watch Bad Bunny.
Sure.
My wife, but they were downstairs playing on the video games. They didn't care about the game, and they were just there for the snacks. And so my wife's like, pause it and call them up. I go to pause it, and I accidentally hit the wrong button, and I made the TV, I made it disappear. And then frantically trying to get it back. And then some of my kids from America, like, Dad, you ruined
it. Where's Bad Bunny?
Yeah. And then our friends were over, and they have teenagers, too, and they were all into it. So we had, like, four teenagers that were really into it.
Really into the Bad Bunny show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went over that quite a bit here. I tried to approach it from a super neutral standpoint, and look, they weren't speaking to Julie Mason. That wasn't my demographic. Why should I even? Who am I to demand that the Super Bowl does speak to my demographic? Because they are trying to expand their audience.
I know. And they're trying to do a worldwide thing. And, they play more games across Europe. And I don't know. So, yeah. There's always something every year.
Right.
But, I don't think my grandparents were all into Michael Jackson and Madonna back when
I'm sure they were not. Yeah.
So it's just, Anyways, it was a fun weekend for us. We just relaxed and
How is the the streaming service and everything going in TV? I think depending upon where your paradigm rests, you think the TV world is over, but it's not really.
It's not really. And the hard part is now because more people are switching over to these virtual cable systems like YouTube and Hulu and Fubo. And now Hulu and Disney Plus are going to be now one app. So if you're on Hulu, you're now going to have to use Disney Plus here coming up this year. And then YouTube TV is still going strong. And then like Fubo cut out NBC completely for the Olympics because they're fighting. But then we still have a lot of people that watch us over an antenna. And regular rabbit ears and smart TVs. And we get ratings now from the smart internet connected TVs. So we know when people are watching just regular with rabbit ears.
Because they can stream it.
Well, they stream it. But also your TV is recording everything that you watch as a ratings point.
Okay.
So no matter what you're streaming, if you have just you picked up a Roku or a Samsung and you use those apps and you plug in an antenna to your TV, all that data goes to some rating service.
Okay.
So if you're streaming like a Fox station, like the Fox News mm-hmm. channel, or you're streaming CNN, or if you're watching us over an antenna, Channel 8 or CBS, it all goes back into the ratings.
Okay. So what I was thinking is that they can also use their TV as a, like, for lack of a better word, a computer. And mm-hmm. you guys stream it live on your website, right?
Well, we do have an app, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So the app. So they could download the app and watch it that way if they didn't have any other service.
We have a free Roku and Amazon app that goes to most TVs. If you wanted to, like, go back and watch My Weather and or, you know, watch an old newscast, you can do that.
Okay. All right. So what are all the various ways they can get you then? Because maybe someone's listening and they're like, I didn't even realize that they were still on. I want to find them. So how can they get
you? Still over the air on 8.1. And if you haven't rescanned in a while, rescan because we built a new transmitter. So our company did reinvest in a whole new UHF transmitter because we were getting too much interference in the old transmitters, not to go into too much inside baseball. And then we are over the air. And then we also have our, again, the virtual cable and then regular Sparklight and the other cable services. And then you can just watch us with rabbit ears. And then we also have a free app.
All right. I love it, Michael. Thank you for getting out of bed and joining me for the first segment.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.